Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We have some particularly good writing this week, I think, and a lot of music. We start with an indirect nod to President's Day. Then Ben has collected some of the lies that millennials tell each other. Dominique reveals her inner thoughts, which I've always wondered about. We have kind of an all-American section at the end, with Keith bringing the new Mary Poppins and Joe bemoaning the new Disney. And in the first half of the show, possibly our first crowdsourced sketch, which came from a post on my Facebook page and ended up being written by more than a dozen people, some of whom I haven't seen in decades. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Now there's a change in the weather. Saudi Arabia killed a reporter and says that it's all overblown. The president lies every minute or two about things we can see on our own. The Arctic ice cap is melting and we're doing nothing at all. The government shut down for more than a month so someone could put up a wall. Putin affected election results and NATO is now in retreat. But I'm here to relieve, 'cause I firmly believe that the president's reading my tweet. Oh, the president's reading my tweets all day. I'm not even wondering how. I called him an asshole at 7 o'clock and he's probably reading it now. I called him a liar, a traitor for hire, a baby, a thief, and a schmuck. That he's an abuser, but with an accuser he whines like the brakes on a truck. I read his remarks on climate change and I gave him a piece of my mind. He's probably crying alone in his room 'cause I said that he ought to resign. I'm writing him now to advise him on how to admit he was horribly wrong. 'Cause he is a novice and he'll leave his office when he's finished hearing my song. Oh, the president's reading our tweets all day and his life is a terrible drag. We're taking our brilliant insights and we're shouting them into a bag. He doesn't read Dickens or Beckett or Wolfe or Byron or Shelley or Keats. He won't even read his security briefs. But the
president's reading our tweets
on the street.
Girl Scout cookies are up for sale again. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Oh yeah, Girl Scout cookies is recreational now, man.
I still have a medical card for him.
If you don't do gluten, you can come and trade them in for semi-automatic weapons.
Do you have a cookie made of beef? I'm on Atkins.
I'm on keto, so I can only eat the box.
So we're trying to get Boy Scout cookies going. Instead of Thin Mints, we got ones called Thin Dicks. Caramel Delights are just called Caramel Dicks. The ones that are peanut butter patties are just called peanut butter dicks. The shortbread ones are still called shortbread.
We asked the girls to do a lot of work and get no money, so they're prepared for the real world.
All Girl Scouts are technically interns.
They're getting college credit.
Looks like my Dropbox is full again from all these Girl Scout video requests.
Oh no, that's when you're on your website. You need to go and delete your cookies.
Now instead of brushing my teeth, I just eat a Thin Mint.
I have the Hydrox versions of all these cookies. For example, the Thanks a Lot's called the Hey, that's great.
I'll have 2 boxes of lemonades. Thanks a lot. Oh, wait, not a thanks a lot.
I really like Do-si-dos, so I just drive around in a windowless white van buying as many as I can.
I have a soundproof basement you can use.
I could store a lot of cookies in there.
Yeah, cookies. And hey, I can sit in the passenger seat and get lots of cookies with you. Because okay. I seem very sweet.
Bethany,
cookies.
I told you not to talk to men.
Mom! I got one!
inadvertently racist post. And send.
Virtue signaling comment.
Awkward non-apology.
Even harsher condemnation of you than if you had never tried apologizing at all.
Unnecessary personal comment.
Smug observation that misspelling of inadvertent demolishes poster's credibility.
Veiled threat disguised as support for border security.
Complete text of Second Amendment in all caps.
Long personal story.
Overwhelming non-reaction.
Arbitrary angry response.
Stammering appeal to African American responder, followed by general observation that only makes things worse.
Pathos-laden history lesson.
Link to War of Northern Aggression website to debunk fake history.
Incomprehensible gross domestic product graph.
Inappropriate meme that misses the point.
Angry reply from stranger that misses the point of the irrelevant meme.
Immediate cyberstalking and commencement of calculated trolling of that stranger.
Hurt response from stranger because someone responded to his insults with more insults.
Passive-aggressive unfriending.
Some guy who just posts the word this.
Opportunistic evangelizing and unrelated tangent.
Talking point response that indicates I didn't read the previous reply all the way through.
Talking point response to the talking point response.
Talking point response to the talking point response to the talking point response.
Link to anti-vax website.
Unrelated anecdote that makes this all about myself.
Angry rant that misunderstands the situation.
Factual correction.
Angry rant demanding reliable sources.
Reliable sources.
Angry rant claiming these sources are not reliable.
Request for reliable sources of your own.
Angry rant telling you to Google it.
Suspiciously racist agreement from total stranger.
I earned $18,000 last month from home, and so can you.
Random emoticon from someone you kinda knew in high school.
Hashtag campaign.
Picture of penis.
10-hour pause.
Talking point response to the earlier talking point response to a talking point response.
Lies millennials tell each other.
I knew the Bowie version of Man Who Sold the World before the Nirvana cover.
I understand chemically what almond milk is.
I don't like and have never liked the movie Garden State. The script, on the other hand, it's okay.
I enjoy hiking.
Lies millennials tell each other.
Okay, which line is going to be least awful? Let me see which checkers are working. Mean blonde manager, fat Armenian lady, big Mexican guy. Yeah, he's efficient, if kind of creepy. Who's in line in front of me? Old guy, looks like a real mess, but at least he only has a few items. I just hope he doesn't pull out a fucking checkbook.
Did you find everything you need?
Yep, unless you got a good woman who doesn't talk back somewhere in there. No, I'm just kidding, Sonny. Hey, big guy, how about a pack of those Pyramid 100s?
Pyramid 100s? Jesus Christ. Add that to your gallon of Kroger brand vodka and three frozen individual-sized pizzas. So sad. Look at his toes. He's got diabetes.
Jeez Louise, I can feel that lady's judgment vibes on the back of my neck. Oh, well. Don't sweat it, Rick. It's only because she's jealous. Here I am having a ball, and she's buying all them vegetables. Know where that cucumber will be later.
That'll be $24.63.
$24.63. Oh, boy. Okay, let me see here. That's 20. That's 24. And let's see here. 25, 35. That'll make 45, 50. Here's a hay penny. This is a dime. That makes 60. And one, two, let me see here. I know I had another penny somewhere.
God, just kill me now.
And here you go. 63. Pleasure doing business with you, friend.
How can an old guy with diabetes who lives alone in poverty be so happy? God, it's irritating.
Hello, did you find everything you need today?
No, I did not find everything I need because this is not fucking Whole Foods. I'm not going to say I couldn't find organic rice in bulk and then wait for your useless bagger to go check and come back 5 minutes later and tell us what we already know.
Yes, thank you, I did.
Oh, God. Here comes that bagger with alopecia. Don't stare, don't stare, don't stare. Life is hard enough without people looking at her like she's a freak.
Plastic, all right?
Oh, I brought my own. Thank you.
That look. She thinks just because I don't have eyelashes, I can't catch D whenever I please? Just ask Joaquin and Derry. Joaquin. After I'm done with this fuckface, I'm gonna go text him to meet me in the freezer. I'll send him a pic of my shiny head. That really gets him going.
You have a good evening now.
Thank you.
How sad. She'll never find love.
That'll be $114.73.
Okay.
Thank you for shopping at Ralph's.
Should I ask him his name? I've come this close to him once a week for 10 years. I don't even know his name.
My name is Robert.
What?
My name. It's Robert.
Does that mean you've heard everything that is in my head?
That's right.
And now we're talking in our heads.
That's right.
Wow, I'm really embarrassed.
Don't worry about it. You should hear some of the filthy things people think.
Are you God?
I am but a Ralph's checker who sees all and knows all.
Robert, what can you tell me so that I might find peace?
Listen carefully, Lindy. At the bottom of your receipt, you will find a URL. Follow that URL to a brief survey where you will be able to tell us if we exceeded your expectations today. You will then be entered into a drawing for a $350 gift card.
Yes, Robert. I will. Thank you, Robert.
Now go in peace. Go! Go now, Lindy!
I will. Life is so beautiful!
Ah, Robert, you sly devil. One positive survey closer to that bonus.
Did you find everything you need today?
Yep, the Magnum condoms.
Oh, hey, you're back.
And Rick. A bunch of lube.
Oh, okay, why didn't you just get that the first time you came through?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't use them properly.
You put them in your butt, right? Oh. They're like suppositories.
No, it's not. It's not. No. How. Do you want paper or plastic condoms?
I was making balloon animals for my grandson's birthday party. I could only make a series of snakes.
I don't find any of this in the script.
Is this about condoms, or are you just talking about a different subject now, Rick?
Where is this?
Aren't they one and the same? Rob? Can I call you Robbie?
You can call me whatever you want. Doesn't
Look,
matter.
Listen, Rob, I'm going to level with you.
Okay.
My food stamps didn't come in this month, and...
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, you know...
Hey, you know, Dad, you come in here all the time, and why don't you just take those condoms and go put them up your butt? You on the what? House, on the house. Don't tell
no,
anyone.
No, they're going to cost. One hug.
What? Oh... This, one, sir,
bring,
no one
bring
has,
it in.
No one has come behind nope. the register before.
It's all right. I'm not no one.
I have not felt human connection in a long time.
Don't be. Okay, watch out. My elbows are pointy.
Oh, wow.
And my shoulders are sharp.
Why are you wet?
But my love is deep.
Wow. Your back is very wet.
I spilled some oatmeal
this
on
is,
my.
This is nice,
yeah,
though.
It's
good. It's good to put the pat in there.
Rob, I'm going to be honest with you. I got a pack of Werther's Originals in my pocket, too.
Oh, that's what I was feeling. Should we stop hugging now? This is a long, long hug. I'm going to... Hold on. I'm just going to get on the phone.
Hi, attention shoppers. Lane 3 is going to be closed for the next 15 minutes, so I can enjoy this hug.
I mean, we don't have to rush this, Dad.
I'm dead.
What? Rick? Clean up on register 3.
Ha 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 ha!
Lies millennials tell each other.
I would never rely on Wikipedia as my only information source.
I have to eat gluten-free. I have celiac disease.
When I criticize tax policy, it's because I have researched and fully understand it.
Lies millennials tell each other.
Dad, can we go on Space Mountain again?
Maybe later, son. I've thrown up enough $8 pretzels for one day. Besides, we didn't come to Disneyland just for the rides. Right, Sarah?
Yeah, Dad. I want to get my photos taken with my favorite characters.
Okay, then. Well, let's go find some.
I want my picture with Ariel and Mulan and Scrooge McDuck and Woody and Buzz.
What about Mickey Mouse?
Who?
You know, Mickey Mouse. The mouse ears everyone's wearing. The character on your brother's shirt.
Mickey's a cartoon character? I thought he was like the chief financial officer or something.
Mickey Mouse! He's the most important one.
Hey, look! It's my favorite Disney character, Borat!
Welcome to Rodan-themed amusement park. I'm sure you know my friends, Mr. John McClane from the Dying Hard films.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
Oh, languages, please. And let's not forget our Lord and Savior, Mr. Jesus H. Christ.
I'm the Jesus from Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. Whip me. I've been a bad savior.
The hell? What happened to Mickey? Goofy?
Well, since Disney bought the 20th Century Fox properties, they're bulldozing Mickey's Toontown to make way for Planet of the Apes. They've got Alien vs. Predator in Tomorrowland, motherfucker.
Hey, what are they doing at the Haunted Mansion?
Yippee-ki-yay, they gave it to the cast of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's right, darling. Why not come by later and let a sweet transvestite help you forget all your troubles?
Isn't that term transgender now?
Oh, that doesn't roll off the...
Say it!
...tongue. Oh, good lord, it looks like someone needs to be punished for their sins.
Harder.
Well, I'm officially uncomfortable. Come on, kids. Where are my kids?
They've been taken.
Liam Neeson?
Your children were taken by traffickers who work for the park. No, I don't know you, but I can tell you don't have money because you spent it to get into the park. But I have a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired from my films and its two sequels that have made me a nightmare for people like them. Together, we will look for them, we will find them, and we will kill them.
And I'll absolve you.
Quickly now, to the teacup ride.
Restaurant recommendations for this week. In Highland Park, try the newest coffee shop called More Than Just Pancakes.
We only have pancakes!
One neighborhood over, check out Chez Montmirant at Eagle Rock Magnet Elementary School.
Would monsieur care to try the house cabernet?
Thanks, mister.
Find yourself in the valley? Go to Garbage Burger in North Hollywood.
It's literally garbage. We call it garbage, but people keep ordering it.
Another garbage burger, please.
Over in Silver Lake, stop in at a new hot spot called the Third Ramen Place from the Left.
What, that one?
No, your other left, Erica.
And if you're heading downtown, check out Howlin' Johnny's Ambiguous Fried Chicken.
I think it's a leg.
And those are the restaurant recommendations for this week.
And now, from the final edition vaults, we're proud to present the storied history of ethnic comedy. Tonight, episode 293, Ordering Substitutions at an Italian Restaurant.
You telling me that you don't want Parmesan on your flabbergasol? Holy Mary, Mother of God, you're making my nana roll over in the grave right now. And this not a woman who liked to move much. Her recipe came in from the old country. You came in from the street. Who do you think I'm gonna believe here?
Thank you for listening to The Storied History of Ethnic Comedy.
Lies millennials tell each other.
I watched Firefly when it first aired on Fox. Nathan Fillion is my god.
I've actually seen the episodes of The Simpsons made after season 12 that I hate.
Lies millennials tell each other.
Well,
children, it's official. There were more women elected to Congress than ever in history.
What do you mean, Mary Poppins? There weren't that many before?
Not in the slightest. Now it's over 20%.
But what's the big deal if there's more women? It's still going to be the same old political agenda as usual.
Not exactly. You see, every government job that must be done, there is an element of female shun. But now that women won, it's snap! We can change the game! 'Cause a group full of women can make the GOP come down. The GOP come down. The GOP come down. Just a group full of women can make the GOP come down in a most insightful way.
I still don't understand.
Please explain more, Mary Poppins.
All right. When men say it's all in jest, when they comment about our chest, we're holding us back from equal pay. The quiet intent in his pursuit, his days are numbered very soon. He knows he's wrong, and women can be strong. 'Cause a group full of women can make the GOP come down. The GOP come down. The GOP come down. Just a group full of women can make the GOP come down in a most insightful way.
Oh, I get it now.
So what happens next?
Did we get a new president?
Did we fix the broken system that is America?
Well, if I may, I think I can explain it in one word.
Older Mary Poppins!
It's super democratic women expel all the rodents, even though the tweets by him are something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you will feel less hopeless. Super democratic women expel all the rodents.
No more belittles, no more implies, no more belittles, no more implies.
Look, it's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad,
Get out of here! The last thing we need is another man.
Hey, oh, wait a sec. Oh.
He's actually one of the good ones.
Oh. Sorry then.
Because I was afraid to speak, I would just give in. Females were thought as weak, but now there's congresswomen. Then one day I heard the news, and I'm not being snarky. To give up, we refuse, and death to patriarchy.
Super democratic women expel all the rodents, even though the tweets by him are something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you will feel as hopeless. Super democratic women expel all the rodents. Super democratic women expel all the rodents.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Ben Kirshner, Dominique DeBell, Joe Davis, and Keith Saltajanes. The inadvertently racist post sketch, though, was written on my Facebook page by Barry Lank, Will Chandler, Bob Fisher, Wiley Roberts, Mary Bacours, Alex Marino, Megan Smith, Kristen Rock Lane, Danetta Riley, Joel Arandia, Jim Earl, Joe Davis, Eric Hasseldahl, and Gene Cooper. That was a fun day. All this was performed and improvised by some of those people, plus Jessica Park, Chase O'Donnell, Janelle Lenfert, Gil Barron, Samantha Jane Gerwitz, and Mike Besaw. A lot of music, as usual, by Kevin MacLeod, plus Fifth Harmony for the Millennial Whoop Loop in Ben's Millennial segments. Everything was produced and edited by Barry Lank, with technical help at UBN Go from the mighty Kurt Carlson, and this week from the man himself, Tony Sweet. Sorry about my singing. And guitar playing. Good night.